This is the May 30th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 734 for property ID 165-424-000. The property is owned by Nancy A. Aldridge and Joel M. Aldridge. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I will hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No.
Okay, and really quick, there's actually something I'm supposed to do now. If we have not had somebody attend, I'm supposed to just give a quick record of what was submitted by them. So just really quick, they submitted three comparables. It was property ID 109-585-009, sold for $350 in November 21. Property 108-471-526 sold for $350 in January 22, and 110-299-312 sold for $370 in December 21. And then I think that's it. So Dan, you're good to go ahead and close it.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the May 30th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 744 for property ID 257-608-000. The property is owned by Christopher J. Bentz and Wendy L. Bentz. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Christopher and Wendy Bentz present over video chat for the appellant. You don't both have to speak, but whoever would like to, go ahead and raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
We do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time and consideration today. We purchased this home in January of 2019. And since then, the appraiser has increased our property value by almost 35%, 34.3%, which we think is very unrealistic for the property and the values that we have. And each year, he has added quite a bit to our property value. And so we have done this each year that the 4 years we have owned the home. We provided a comparable property list when we filed the appeal. You should have all that. And for the three like properties that all sold near us on a wooded 5 acre with a barn and approximate square footage of our house, they're around $950,000, $960,000, or $1 million, which when we appealed, we think the value of the house is closer right at that $1 million for property, dwellings, and whatnot. As we go forward with it, we did a Clark County, you know, property value assessment using the Federal Economic Development Board, and even in Clark County, you know, the property values have only gone up about 33%. Sorry, our property taxes, when I misspoke earlier, had gone up 34%. The value of our property from when we bought it in 2019 to the assessment that the assessor has gone up 59%. So he's added 59% to our value, which we think is very, very unrealistic and don't understand the rationale why as we go forward with this. We did... In 2021, built a 36 by 40 metal sided pole barn on the property. It has two stalls and it's storage for our tractor, horse trailer, and then our the implements we use, lawnmower and stuff to work around the house. And that's why we feel that the property value has increased, you know, up to about $1 million. And I think that's about where we're at. Again, like I said, trying to increase our property value in the 4 years by 59%, we think is really unrealistic.
You're saying the three comparables that you provided, in your mind, though, these are the closest in quality and size. I noticed that each of these are only about half the size of your house.
Well, these properties include the main floor with basements not being included. So pulling the data down, some of these have basements, but we just included their square footage. We do have a partially finished basement. There is a bedroom down there, a bathroom down there, and, you know, a TV room and stuff. The rest of it is unfinished, three storage rooms and the room that we have, you know, the well pump and hot water heater and where the main plumbing from our private well comes into the house. But it's all just cemented and studded walls.
So you're saying that the comparables you use, it says no basements, but you're saying that some of them do have basements?
So, yeah, so some of them are considered two stories, where our house is considered 1.5 stories. Our 0.5, is, you can look behind us, is a little loft that we have that just overlooks our gray room, our great room. So, yes.
So two stories to me means a main floor and an upper floor. Are you talking about a main floor and a basement in these comps? Or are you talking about a main floor and a second floor above it?
These comps were main floor, second floor to equal the square footage above. Of our, yeah, above.
Okay, and the total square footage typically it would be like in the first one, 2,667 square feet that encompass both floors?
Yes.
Okay. So there are no basements, which is a floor below ground in those comps.
Well, they were, I couldn't tell if they were or weren't. Like ours is only listed as 3368.
On our main floor?
On our main floor and our loft.
Okay. But typically, if you look at the counties, then they show another floor. They show the basement and the square footage, and you didn't see those on the comparables.
I don't remember since we did this back in December.
Okay.
When we sent everything in. Again, I got as close, you know.
It was out there.
That was out there.
There was one that just sold that started at 1.3 in our area, and it sold for $995. And it had a square footage of 4,300 square feet on 5 acres with a barn and extra garage. Anything out there that is sold for 1.3 that's even remotely close to what is in this area.
Okay.
I do have pictures of the barn if you want to see the quality of the barn.
No, that's okay. No, I was more interested in the comps. Thank you, though.
Yeah.
It's the best we could find.
The other thing is we didn't go into over half of our land, 3 of the 5 acres is still very heavily wooded with pine trees. So we don't have any pasture land or outdoor arena land and stuff that these, you know, comparable properties did have with, you know, much bigger barns, all set up for equestrian type, activity, which we want to get to down the road. That's why we built the barn first. Like the barn doesn't even have stall fronts in it or anything like that. It's just, you know, the shell as we work towards maybe getting some pasture put in and some fencing and all the other stuff that were required to bring the horses back.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
No, I think I've got enough information.
Yeah, I'm okay. Okay, anything else you want to add?
No, again, just thank you for your time and consideration. We really appreciate it.
Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the May 30th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15-minute schedule for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 785 for property ID 258-432-000. The property is owned by David F. Blecka and Hi Blecka. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Hi Blecka present over the phone for the appellant. I know we can't see you, but go ahead and raise your right hand and we'll get you sworn in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Useful under penalty for perjury.
Oh, Dan, I'll have you read that in again.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Got it. Thank you.
I swear. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. The point to appeal to the state. Assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Okay.
So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. Thank you. Well, number one is my property has depreciated greatly in value. When I bought this property 26 years ago, it had a beautiful view of the river, but my neighbor has let his trees grown solid behind my backyard, so I can't see the river anymore. He also has deliberately planted trees to be very tall and very dense, like the arborvitae. Now they're 30 feet tall, right close to my deck. I think it's a fire hazard, and it's just very claustrophobic to me. If I'm trying to sell this place today, nobody will want to buy it. When this house was built, it was built in the far corner of the property, next to the property line, and my neighbor has made it worse by deliberately blocking my view by planting trees and let the other trees grow. And also, this lot is irregularly shaped. Most of it is not usable, and it's full of easements. And part of the property is on the other side of the road. Going up and down to this neighborhood. And also, the county assessed the value of my structure, at a high price when, you know, my deck is, in need of replacement. And I think it's about 336 square foot with a deck, which averaged to $10,000 to $15,000 to replace. You know, other things like old wells and so forth and so on. This house was built in 1978, and my thinking is that the value of my property is not as high as the county assessed it at.
Okay.
So it looks like that there are several driveways or roads that run through your property. Is that correct?
Yes.
So there's easements for the neighbors to come through your property. It looks like 35th Court and Siebler Drive both come right through the middle of your property?
Yes.
Okay.
Those things are not doing me any favor in the way of the value of my properties. But the most concern is in the back here, where the trees are growing solid. I can't see. There's no view anymore, and I've come to accept that too. But now I'm afraid of this. Wildfires or something. The trees are so close to my building, and several times the neighbor's trees have fallen on my fence, which cost me to have to repair the fence, and that's very expensive with the deductible and all that and the insurance. So I think that if I want to sell the house today, I would have a very hard time selling it due to these trees so close to my home.
I think
okay.
I've got enough information.
Yep, I think I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I.
Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you very much for listening to me.
Thank you.
And do whatever you can to help me out. Thank you. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the May 30th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 738 for property ID 123-231-000. The property is owned by John Cortez and Cindy Cortez. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Cindy Cortez present over video chat for the appellant. So go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain the appeal.
Okay, I don't have any questions. In my petition, I did state all of the variables and the fact that this house does only have two bedrooms. The upper portion is my art studio. It's low quality. It's not finished completely. In the future, you know, after we pass or sell, which hopefully is many years from now, someone could make it into a third bedroom, but that's up to them. A portion of the garage that is currently just all storage could eventually be made into a small apartment, but it is not now. In regards to the value of the property, a good portion of the property is wetlands. We were under wetland mitigation for 5 years. We added a half acre. We moved the boundary line, added a half acre, but the majority of that half acre that we added was only granted because it is also mostly wetlands. So it just continued on with the mitigation of the wetlands that was currently on the property. If you look at on Google Maps, you can see the water, and the water comes way up into the grassy area there. So there's a 60-foot easement that we give all of the neighbors on this private road access, so that takes a great deal from the property. The septic mound, which is a 150-foot mound, across the main road, 283rd, that, of course, is non-developable. It's all septic mound, and then a grassy area just next to that is reserved in case that mound fails. So we're really locked into what we can do with the property. The comparable properties that I looked up, I went and I drove by them. They were all sold within, I think, about 3 months of this assessment. I tried to get as close as possible in regards to the quality, the square footage. The acreage is kind of all over the place. But I think it really does give a better analysis of value of this house. The main improvements that have been made on this house has been the landscaping, which my husband and I have solely done for the past 7 years, gets us up and out of our chairs. So do you have any questions?
I have one question, Cindy. On sale number 2, you had said that all of your comparable sales were in 3 months of the assessment date, but this one looks like the sale was in January of 2021, which would have been a year before the assessment date. Is that a typo? Or was that sale actually in January of 21?
I bet it was January 22. Boy, that's a good question. I bet it was 22, and that's probably a typo.
Lisa, what's the property ID on that?
It's 12-1277-44034.
Well, that's January 21 is correct.
Yeah, January
21. Oh, it is?
Okay.
Okay, so we'd want to trend
that one then. Okay.
The I can't tell from this map, but so your entire outlined area on the map in black is only 1.7 acres. Is that correct?
That's correct. And if you're looking at a map, I'm not currently looking at a map, but you can see the road easement. Our property goes across the road and on the other side up to a fence line. So,
yeah.
Does it go across 183rd?
No.
Oh,
it goes.
Private.
Okay, yeah, I see now, yeah.
That goes across the road easement.
Road easement, yeah. So your whole second floor of your home is just sheetrock and carpet?
It's painted. I've painted it. It's got, you know, the laminate type wood floors. It's just my art studio. I've got paint throws down. I'm a painter, an artist, sculptor.
Are you still doing the dolls?
Actually, I did my last doll about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
It's interesting to say that, yeah. So I just, you know, I want to move more into painting. I have, you know, I'm years out on custom painting, so that's what I want to do.
So you don't have any bedrooms or bathrooms or any of that divided up with walls? Or?
The second bedroom is upstairs.
Okay.
So there's just the master bedroom on the first floor.
Okay.
And a room with no closet that is an office. And then the rest is open living room, kitchen, and there's a laundry room downstairs. So that's basically where we live.
Where you live. Okay.
And then upstairs is the one bedroom with the bathroom, and then just the whole open area, which is my art studio.
Okay, which is probably...
What is that area that is behind the garage the county has listed as area beside garage, 737 square feet? What is that?
It's just storage, and that's what I had mentioned earlier, that eventually someone could turn that into a more living area. Right now, that is just boxes. It holds my molds and plaster supplies and clay and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
It's non-livable.
So it's more of an extension of the garage then?
That's all it is, yes.
Okay. All right.
I don't have any other questions.
Yeah, I think I've got it.
Yeah, I got information.
Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the May 30th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 30 minutes scheduled for this property to accommodate an ADA need. The hearing before us involves property 187-803-030 for case 742. The property is owned by Karen D. Knudsen and David A. Knudsen and is under trustees. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have David Knudsen present over video chat for the appellant. So go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know or remind you that we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Understood.
So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, so I'm basically going through, there's a file that I think says read me first or something like that, separate from the other files, which is just sort of a recap of what I'm about to explain to you. So I've opened up a file that says my property PDF. So I just want to review that this is property that is currently 5 bedrooms, 3.5 bath houses. Three and a half baths, not houses, 3.5 baths. A little bit less than a 10,000 square foot lot. So I guess that's 9,235. And since this is the third or fourth time this has been before you guys since I've owned this property, some of this is just simply showing you previous evidence that was once submitted. So showed a street scene, showed at least how the lot property will look in the middle of summer. Inside quality, and as I have stated before, this is all original stuff from when it was first built with the luxurious blue carpet and stuff that I would recognize from the days I was the broker for Sun Country. Anyway, and then here's a thrown in a picture when the grass is green. So I have attached the order of the value from taxes payable in 2021, the adjustment then. I have attached verification from the attorney of Clark County title that my property has no protective conditions, covenants, or restrictions except for what's in the notes. And that's all been presented to you before. Quite frankly, if I wanted to, I could paint this property pink or pink and purple and blue, and nobody can do a thing about it. My qualifications as a managing broker, selling real estate in this market since 1992, and before that I sold real estate in the state of Virginia, and before that worked as an unlicensed assistant to my brother as a teenager in the state of California, owned a red carpet realty franchise. Okay, since the ownership of my property, I have done not a remodel, but simply converting more of the space into usable, sleepable space. For some reason, I think I know the assessor has adjusted the value higher than what this actually was worth. As I remember, I actually spent less than $6,000 doing this. In that picture showing a wall over refrigerator, originally this would have been looking at the family room from the kitchen. And in this particular case, we're able to actually house 3 people in that particular room. Simply added a fiberglass tub, a toilet, and not the highest quality way you could get your hands wet, but the cheapest one we could possibly find. In fact, it's the original carpet from the family room. It was just rolled up while the wall was built, and that was done. And all done with permits, of course, and inspections. And then here's your adjustment for taxes payable in 2022. I always like to point out that those people who have access to RMLS data, or people who have sold in the state a long time, knows that the RMLS data is notoriously inaccurate based upon somebody's motivation for reporting. So there is a note that all square footage is reported by the seller's broker. For source of information, a description of square footage, contact the seller's broker because it includes both finished and unfinished areas, or those things which only have the potential to be finished, excluding detached or excluding attached garages. literally, if somebody wants to, if there is a separate three-car garage, while it has the theoretical potential to be finished square footage, a realtor can list it as square footage. Okay, so that's sort of a backdrop of now looking at this particular set of changes. Next file is the file search criteria. This is literally, as I'm going, trying to figure out, hey, is this assessment worth it? Shows my actual search criteria. I'm looking in Area 43, which is a fancy real estate way of saying that area around where my property is located. Now, at first glance, you might conclude, well, heck, the average sold price and the median sold price at the time that I searched for, which like my criteria there are any properties between 2,600 and 3,000 square feet that have a three-car garage that sold from 1,121 to 3,3122, because I noticed in the new rules, you can look 3 months after what you would normally look. So I threw that in, and if I was just a computer, I would say, well, my property was $683,000, $885. However, answer is no, it's not. Next one, the file that says my property is actually more like these. By more like these, I mean within the time that we are looking to try to determine the value of the property, my property is more like what we're about to look at. So more like these PDF. That was MLS 200-133356. That's a sale from supposedly starts off in summer 2020, but whatever's going on with this sale doesn't actually close and record until 4/2/2021. They start out at $499,950. They start out at $509,950 and sell for $499,950. As I look at it, my conclusion is, fixer-upper property. I like what I have. And as we look on the inside and I look at their fixer-upper property, I say, way better condition than mine. Better landscaping, better flooring, obviously better cabinets, a lot of hardwood flooring. Shows inside, outside picture, pretty typical, okay kept average house built in the 90s, early 2000s. Next one. That has a list date of 11/11/2021, 17 days on the market. It's built in 2003, slightly less than mine. Not huge, because again, I'm looking bigger and I'm looking smaller, trying to be honest as to what mine should be worth. And this lists for $535,000 and it sells for $522,000. So you notice there's actually negotiating going on again. And there's some pictures. When I look, I see, I can't tell in the pictures whether I'm looking at that vinyl plank flooring or not. Could be laminate, but I mean, it's okay. It ain't the kind of kitchens where people spend stupidly $100,000 on them, but it's quality, okay looking. I see vaults. I see good landscaping, etc. This one, of course, on the surface looks like it's just a one story house, but it's not. It's got 1364 up and 1364 down. And in the summer of 2021, they list it for $500,000, but yet now it goes the other way. They're selling something that obviously there's competition for. It sells at $565,000. In other words, people overbid. Because there is some, in my opinion, some rareness to it. When you look at the outside and inside pictures again, assuming that I'm looking at hardwood flooring, it does extensive hardwood flooring. I see lots of built-ins and obviously some of the square footage is lower square footage, like daylight basement. So as you get below, you see that it gets more hodgepodge looking, but clearly there's the potential for making that kind of multicolored floor, et cetera, better. But I don't see any obvious, hey, it's all unfinished. No, it's finished down there. And really nice backyard, really nice deck. Super expensive to do that stuff these days. The next one, which is 216-826-58-587. Originally list for 575, sells for 587. Not huge overbidding. Could have been simply let's raise the price because people needed money and paid financing. A lot of this appreciation we've seen in the market is what I call funny money. Let's keep raising the price until an appraiser says no. And inside, we're already now in a category which is way better quality than what I own. You can see for yourself quality of the staircase going up inside the kitchen, et cetera, et cetera. And at 600 on a green belt, same kind of search criteria, some before, some after. Originally listed at 569, but overbidding happens, someone's looking for their green belt, I would bet, and goes to 600, and more than one person was looking at that point when there was low interest rates. Okay, so my conclusion, simply if I'm just looking at my house without looking at anything else, not looking at the property, the cheapest one is the one that's most like mine. That's what I own. Something like it, similar kind of location, similar kind of quality of lifestyle, neighborhood, and amenities. Next. I didn't actually look at not like these, but just for fun, let's not look at the not like these to show you why when you go as high as the appraiser has, that's not my house at all. So the first one that comes up is one that sells for $560 and lists at $625, $650. So, and we'll just quickly go through them because you can see, well, these are really nice houses with the typical $100,000 gorgeous kitchens that people want to spend money on now. Well, when you can finance it cheap and you don't really care about the value of money, okay, go for it. So when you look at those inside pictures, you know, you see the kind of granite-looking countertop, extensive hardwood, et cetera, et cetera. A view of something at least from a covered balcony. Really nice backyard, really. And the one at 658, which is supposedly what mine's supposed to be worth. Well, at the time they put it on the market, they think it's really worth $598. Multiple people are looking for it. Overbidding happens, and it's up to $658. And once again, impeccable landscaping, extensive hardwood, lots of goodies for their monthly payment, including, you don't just need formica in your laundry room to fold your clothes on. Get yourself a granite countertop. And the one that kind of shows the aerial photo. That one is a 675 house. They list at 650. They get 675. So there must have been multiple people liking what they had to sell. Their cabinets are not as awesome as some of the other ones we looked at, but again, lots of hardwood in that house with really big backyard. So that's what they were selling. Now we've gone above 700, 710. Starts out at 679, overbidding. Doesn't mean all the houses around there are selling at 710. People are trying to get a bunch of goodies into their 30-year fixed payments. And that to me would be a perfect example of the flaw in our current system of mass appraisals. A computer is the same as someone with a trained eye looking and deciding. Another issue on this property is the lot price. Quite frankly, based upon the actual closed sale of lots, the final to send as actual evidence of some lot sales during the time we're looking for. So first thing I'm showing you is screenshots of what I'm looking for. Lots between 10 to 15,000, lots down to 5,000, and then between 7 and 10, when from 1121 to 33122. Why? Because it hasn't been a fair and open market for lots for a long time. We've so overregulated the development industry that only the elite that have the in with the powers that be and now have gotten really rich off of that industry can actually develop lots. So same thing, I'm looking in the area of mine. I see lots down to theoretically 180 and some up to 475. But computer, that said that my average sales price was $343,738 for lots around me. Well, again, a laughable joke when we look at them closely. Okay, there's a subdivision which is south of my location, which was developed with, quote, view lots of the river, extremely stringent CCNRs in a section of it that is gate guarded to keep the riffraff out. And so there you see what $315,000 bought somebody. Doesn't make my lot worth $315,000 because I may just out of principle, if this nonsense keeps up of huge increases every year, paint my house purple and get a bunch of people pissed off just for fun. Here's another one, $325 cash. Well, what are they going to be building? Supposed million-dollar houses. Another one, 350, 379, one up to 400, and it's advertising it as I remember right. It's the last one that has the great view and the gated area. One also at 475, and only one, just one, at 180, flat buildable lot. Well, does that make mine worth 180? Well, if there was lots of them at 180, it would. But let's look closer. In a fair and open market where nobody has to buy and nobody has to sell, this real estate lingo, 41, 42, and 43, and 44, is going to be where people are going to look. What areas are we talking about? We're talking about that area where my property is. We're talking about that area just south of where my property is. We're talking about that area of the county towards the right, towards Washington State University, but not that far, and the area right below it. In other words, what some people might call the good part of town, where you have a Vancouver address, but still in an unincorporated part county, using the exact same criteria that I used before, here's what we found. Well, we found there were lots during the time criteria selling at 140, 175, 200, 180. And this is laughable because it skews the number. A dumb agent reports 1,625,000 for a, this, as far as the computer's concerned, is one between 5,000 to 7,000 square foot lot. So Board of Equalization, the system that is currently being used, is absolutely wrong. If there ever was a time where there needs to be reformed of the whole system, this is the time. Now, looking at these with scrutiny, there's lots of sales, more like mine. Well, there's one, the high ones at 180, in the quote, the heart of Salmon Creek. But look at all the ones in the 140s, where people can come and build a nice house for somebody. Okay, I think that is the file. So, therefore, I am a real estate broker. I just don't go out of my way to give an opinion because I have a financial benefit to it. Quite frankly, I rent this property to people in need. Higher the taxes go, the more their rent goes up. I don't, you know, there's a point where it doesn't actually affect me personally one way or the other, but the ludicrous assessments affect people in their real life. So, after careful review of the land sales and taking into consideration issues of Nazi Gestapo HOAs that most of those high-priced properties have, and the fact that all these other properties have, in fact, protective CCNRs to keep someone like me, who might decide to paint his property pink, county can't make me not do it. Against the law, Supreme Court decisions about it. I believe my land was worth at least 150, but probably not worth more than 165 in reality during 2022. That's just land ready to build on. The assessor believes that my improvements are worth 643, and I have included that my assessments are too unlike all of the closed sales that equal his final assessment. I believe my improvements are worth no more than about $365. Why? The roof, the complete HVAC system, definitely is at the end of its usable life. We already have a donated complete HVAC system sitting in the garage of this house waiting for the other one to die, but we won't put it in until it dies. All interior flooring and fixtures, etc., are original. And most of them are definitely at the end of their usable life, but still houses people just fine. No reason to spend any money yet and make the rent go up. Therefore, I conclude my total assessment should be more like about 530 instead of 565 as I first thought. I wasn't actually aware of all of those sales in the 140s to the 160, 70 something when I first came to, another assessment that's completely laughable. So, that's all that I have to say. And wow, I took half an hour. And I did it giving my strong opinions, but I didn't even truly get angry. More than a cheerful, jovial perspective. Anything else for me that you need?
I don't have any questions.
Okay. All right. We do appreciate you guys' time, and based upon how things are going, the odds are we'll see you again next year about this same property. And we'll just keep. So if I find one, if I find the fixer-upper houses in this square footage that have gone up to 580, then I'll be the first to say, well, now it's a 580 house. But it certainly ain't what the assessor is assessing it. Appreciate your guys' time. And I don't think there's anything else to talk about.
Okay.
Okay. Right,
thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.
See you.
Bye-bye. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the May 30th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 741 for property ID 276-134-000. The property is owned by Kenneth D. Malone and Christine J. Malone. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office, but we do have Kenneth Malone present over the phone for the appellant. And so, as he had stated prior to the hearing, his intention was to agree to the stipulation, so I'm going to read in the details of that letter as he doesn't have it on hand. So the current assessed value is $505,255, and the stipulation offered by the assessor's office was $420,338. And so just before we have you speak on it, I'll have you go ahead and raise your right hand and we'll swear you in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right, go ahead and give us your statement.
My statement is I agreed with that a while back and signed the documents and sent them to the department that I was chatting with, the assessor. So right now, yes, I agree to that. We're good, and my apologies for taking up your time because I thought it was done.
No problem. Okay, is that it?
As far as I know, and then Michelle said she's going to send me a letter, and I have to sign some things. But as far as I know, we're done now, and that's the current agreed upon value, correct?
Yeah. So you won't need to sign anything from the letter that you get from us. The letter will just be finishing your case and saying, here's how the case was closed with your agreement of that value. So no action needed on your part. If you did decide to appeal it, that letter gives you the option to appeal, but it will confirm that value that we've just spoken about.
Okay. Now my question I'm so involved in this stuff. Which tax year is that? Is that this tax year or next tax year?
So it's for last year's value, but this year's taxes. So it'll correct for the full value of the year. It'll just reflect on your second year, your second half taxes.
Okay, now, do I have to go through this every year, or is this going to be there for a while?
So this won't go forward.
Because my property values are jumping 20%, 40%, that's just asinine.
So the next round of values will probably be out soon. This won't impact it at all, so you'll just want to look carefully and see what they did with your value and decide if you want to appeal that.
Again, next year.
This is for the year evaluation done as of January 1st, 2022. You should have already gotten... Well, you will be getting a value for 2023. You haven't already gotten.
Okay, so I'll probably end up doing this again. Okay. Well, yeah, because I get the value for the one piece of land like in April usually. I haven't seen it yet. And then this one I get in like September or October for the house, which is kind of crazy. But okay. As long as I know what's going on, I'll be getting another one then for the next value.
Yeah, the next one should go out probably in about 2 weeks, I think. So you should see that come through soon in the mail. If you don't see it in the mail, you can check on the assessor's website, on the property website.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Close that hearing.
All right.
This is a continuation of the May 30th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 740 for property ID 986-050-815. The property is owned by Jacob Perry. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Jacob Perry present over video chat for the appellant. So go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Yep, sounds good. Yes, hello to the board. My name is Jacob Perry. For those, I recognize many of you. This is not the first, maybe not even the second time we've done this. I think we've done this quite a few years, 2019, 2020, and 2021. The basis of this appeal is simply the fact that it is a one-acre lot and the assessor assesses it like it's a buildable, flat, one-acre lot, and it definitely is not. And so, as shown in the previous versions of the Board of Equalization, there's about 8,000 square feet of potentially buildable lot, although haven't been able to get a building permit for it yet, so it may not be buildable at all. And the difference between this year and last year, after they made some mistakes around adding buildings to this parcel instead of a parcel to the south, is only about 0.04%, a difference of $821. So looking at the sales records from my previous appeal, which were actually done in 2021 for 2022, you can see that the property should be valued somewhere around $138,000, which is where you guys put it last year, instead of the value of $225,000, which is what they're what they've been saying.
What's this body of water that's behind you?
Yeah, so if you're looking at exhibit, or what is it, what page is this?
It's exhibit B2.
Yeah, B2. So basically, if you look at the property, everything on the east side is a creek and a pond. And so exhibit B2 at the arrow, basically the whole southeast part of the property, basically where you see the contours there, they sort of rise up and then they come back down. That pond is the southeast portion. And then everything in the north part where you can see those really sharp contour lines is basically a deep canyon with a creek running through it, which is what this pond drains out of.
Got it.
And you can sort of see in exhibit B3, and B4, B3 is probably the best because pictures sort of lie about how, you know, how the contours are. But you can see sort of the stairs dropping down and the pond is basically draining out off to the right of picture exhibit B3. And not that it matters a whole lot, but we actually just got a boundary line adjustment with the adjacent parcel. So this should be the last time we actually have to do this hearing because the property is actually being adjusted to the 8,000 square feet, the actual buildable, hopefully buildable lot for the future.
Cool. Okay, I have no further questions.
Nor do I.
No, I don't either.
One other thing I should mention that was, I think it's mentioned in the testimony, but just in case, I know folks had questions in the past. There is a structure shown in exhibit B1. That's not actually a structure on the far low corner. It's actually a fountain for the south property. So that, there's no actual structures there.
I see the county's taken it off and put it on several times.
Yes.
And the last one is that they've taken it off, is that right? And gave you $821 off your value.
No. So what they did, this appeal was based off of the valuation of $242,972, but just 30 or 40 days ago, they mailed me a new valuation for 2022, which changed the 2022 valuation to $225,000, which is a difference from their valuation in 2021, which I had successfully appealed, which was $224,000, whatever that difference is, $821.
Is it 225 even? Or is
yes, there... 225 even. So the last year in, for 2021 that I appealed, they were saying it was worth $224,179, and you guys adjusted that down to $138,749. This mm-hmm. year, they said it was $242,972. Then they took off the erroneous building at the last moment, which adjusted it down to $225,000, which mm-hmm. was a difference of $821 from the 2021 value.
Okay. I see.
If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So because of that, I think the same thing happened between 2019 and 2020, where the valuation didn't change at all. And so when I appealed that, the valuation was reset to basically the same value for 2019.
Do you own the property to the south of you, I guess?
Yes.
And do you have a house on that?
Yes, sort of. It is a, it's considered an ag building, but that's being currently changed into a house, or at least next year it'll be changed into a house.
And you don't live on the property?
No.
I faintly remember this from the past because you had, I believe you had both parts. Property is at least delineated here, whether you appealed them both or not, I can't remember, but I remember the tearing down of some portion of it before.
Right. Just the north property has been appealed. The south property is valid. Ironically, the south property, which is also an acre, its valuation, I think, is also around $240,000, but that's valid because it's a full acre of buildable property. And doesn't have a canyon running through it, which is sort of ironic that that property is valued the same as this property, even though this property is, you know, has much less value.
Got it.
Yep.
All right.
Cool.
I have no further questions.
All right. Well, thank you all. It's a pleasure seeing you all again. And I thanks for taking my time.
Great. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. I'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. This is a continuation of the May 30th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 737 for property ID 201664000. The property is owned by Patricia G. Presson and it's under et al. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Patricia Presson present over the phone for the appellant. I know we can't see you due to the phone, but that's totally fine. Still go ahead and raise your right hand, and we'll get you sworn in.
Okay.
Thanks.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. 2022. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you've got a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, thank you. And
Could I get a list of who's there? I know you said it, but it was so fast I couldn't write it down.
Sure. So the folks that are present in the room are me, Mrs. Michelle Murray, your clerk. And then we've got Daniel Weaver, who's our chair, Lisa Bodner, who's our vice chair, and John Rose, who's an additional board member. So you have three board members and a clerk today, and that's all that's in the room.
Okay, awesome. Thank you very much. I need to, I submitted the petition on April 8th, and I said that the assessor's determination for the 2022 taxes payable in 2023, and it was supposed to be, were based on an inaccurate value, not accurate. So basically the 2020 taxes, my appeal was denied by the board. I petitioned to the state. We had the hearings about a month or so ago, a couple months ago. And for the 2020, we stipulated that the value would be $650,961. And then the assessor's office and I could not stipulate to the 2021, so it was determined by the board administrator, and the board administrator determined that value subsequently to be $733,911. So taxes each year are based on the prior year's assessment, and they increase from there. So my first issue is that the assessment of $977,433 is inaccurate because it's based on a value that has been determined by the state to be far less. And so I know by the time the new assessments come out, the information, we didn't have that information from the state yet. I asked during the hearing with the state and the assessor who was present if the 2022 taxes payable in 2023 would be reassessed, and was told it would be determined upon the board administrator's determination. Well, the board administrator determined that the taxes were far lower. And so, number one, the assessment for 2022 is inaccurate. It should be reassessed by the assessor's office based on a hearing with the state. So that's the first issue. The second one is, in the hearing, the assessor agreed to reduce the cost to cure the roof and the pool of over $60,000. But that was not factored in to the 2022 value. So that's my second issue, is that that needs to be included as well. The third issue is the noise impact. And I provided studies that can, you know, and they're studies throughout the years, but it's the impact of noise on property values. And one example in the study was that a home valued at $500,000 can be reduced approximately $40,000 when there is noise, road noise pollution. And so that's my third issue. And then the fourth is that home values have dramatically decreased. I don't know about other people, but my mortgage broker sends out periodic, here's your home value, you know, emails. And at one time, you know, it was quite high. And the last that home value was just over 800,000. So I'm, you know, it's, and that's what realtors base their assessment. So then $977,433 determined by the assessor's office for 2022 is just it's just inaccurate and too high.
So do you think your value should be somewhere around 800,000? Do you think that's the fair, more the fair market value right now?
I actually listed it, you know, as 803,176, but then that does not factor in the $60,000 for the cost to cure for the roof and the pool. So it would be that amount reduced, which comes pretty close to what the state board administrator had the 2021 value of $733,911.
You didn't list that with us, right? Because the petition I have shows that you're asking for a value of $626,186. And you signed it October 29th of 2022. We received it November 7th. So you haven't submitted anything else since then?
No. No, I was just going off the recent hearings from the state.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me understand this again. The 733,911 did or did not take into account the pool and I guess the roof. Is that what? Yeah.
Yes. It did not. No, it did.
Okay, but it did not take into account a noise factor.
No, it did not.
And that wasn't included in the state's determination?
I did not have that information at the time of the hearing with the state board. I found that information through a couple agents that told me about it, but that was well after the hearing with the state.
Got it. And just for clarification, what they told you about based on the prior year is only if there are extenuating circumstances in the property. Your property value is determined based on, number one, they do land studies every year about what property sells for, you know, the rural, some extent, because it goes into a model and then it produces. If you've got 5 acres, then 5 acres have sold and that comes in the model. The same thing with houses and with the same characteristics. The 97 is based more on a model than it is on the prior year's value. That's number one. It's not the fact that you have, you know, $60,000 needs to be done on the property, and it does not.
You're breaking up a lot.
Yeah, I'm not getting every word.
Well, all I'm saying is that it isn't based exactly on your prior year's value. It's based on a model that they produce.
Well,
do you understand that?
I'll take your word on that. Based on the hearings that I had with the state, I think they look at other things as well. But I'll take your word for that.
Yeah, well, but it does not take into account the fact that you have remediation of $60,000 or any noise decrease factor. So, you know, if you take those out, let's say, taking both those into consideration, you're down to 877 for a value based on the fact that the 977 is, you know, without those factors. So from that standpoint, then you're saying, how does that compare to what the 733-911 that they did by the state. Established properties in the year 2022, for actually the year 2021 up to January 1 of 2022, went up on an average in Clark County 21%. We didn't start the decline. It may have started in the last part of 2022, but it really has not really come into effect until 2023, and it's not been a consistent decline in all properties.
You know, unfortunately, our assessor can say whatever he wants when you're in the meetings with the state, but every year I think you're going to have to at least come to us and possibly go to the state, because he won't carry over those reductions year to year. And that's this assessor's policy. And it makes it hard on the taxpayer, but you may have to appeal to the state every year if you're not happy with our decision.
Okay, well, I'll have to do that because I am not satisfied with the way, you know.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've had some success at the state level. So obviously yeah. They understand, you know, your situation.
Yeah, I think both the hearings were combined, but I think they were productive.
Let me just you can get all this if you take the 733-911 that the state set for your property in 2021 and add to that 21%, which the market average went up in Clark County, you get to 888, and that did not include a reduction for your noise. And if you take 40 off of that, you're talking about 848. And what other mitigation might you come up with?
Well, there's the 60 for the roof and the pool.
Well, you said that was out of the 733, though. That was the starting point I used, was the 733 that they set, and you said that they'd already included that in that number.
Right, but
is that correct?
Yes, but I thought it was not carried over. Okay.
So all I'm saying is if you take the 733 and add to that the 21%, you get to 888, and then the noise reduction, if you take 40 off of that, you're at 848. I mean, I'm just saying that's a sort of a measurement I can look at. And you were saying around 800, but you wanted to take off from that something else.
Well, it was the just the fact that the values had decreased, and it was the only thing I wanted to reduce for the cost to cure was the roof and the pool.
Yeah.
And
okay.
And you know, yeah. Go ahead.
All right. I think I have enough information.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, I do as well. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the May 30th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 736 for property ID 181557000. The property is owned by Lauren P. Rice and Carol G. Rice. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I guess I will read quickly in their submission right now. So for Rice, their evidence included an engineer's note identifying 2.21 acres of the subject lot as critical area with a 200-foot riparian stream buffer. And that's basically the sum of it, so I'll hand it back over to Dan.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.